7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
I guess we're starting today's show with all the regular crap, so I'll push this button. And then I'll say, my name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, ding, 1930 UTC, and there's a bunch of other standard crap, but who cares? Okay, so here's the deal. I'm pouring tea, because I'm drinking tea today. Still drinking the Jade Jaguanyan because that's the new thing. And what you need to know is that after yesterday's giant battle, wasted so much time fighting my computer and everything, basically to find out that this is a cable problem. When I say a cable problem, I mean this is my ISP provider's problem. This is a regular problem they've been having, and they've been killing me every Tuesday. So there might not be Dubious Goals Committee on Tuesday anymore. And the way things are going, I don't know if I really feel like doing Dubious Goals Committee at all. Come on. I've already won. I mean, I've already done well over 2,200 episodes of this show. I get nothing out of it. All this is a giant waste of time for me. And when computer crap like the cable company is feeding me starts to happen, that makes things a lot worse. So, are you going to get much of a show today? I don't know. I doubt it. I'm under a very severe time crunch thanks to all the time that got wasted yesterday. So, yeah, we'll probably try to do something of a show today. It's not going to be good, but I don't care anymore. So, what are we doing? I have no idea. Am I done in here? Yeah, I'm done in here. We can now grab some of this stuff and move into the other room. My leg is a little bit better today. That's really weird because last night, I don't know what I did, but I must have aggravated it. And oh, I was not in good shape last night, and I thought I wasn't going to be able to go to sleep, but I did manage to fall asleep eventually. And then when I woke up this morning, yeah, now I feel a little bit better. So today's plan is basically stay off my leg as much as possible. I'm not doing jack today. Okay, now that we're in here, what are we doing? Yeah, well, I'm so far behind as it is. We're going to the music. And, yeah, I really don't have time to do this today. Things are already going to crap. So, what are we doing? Is there music playing? Do I hear anything? Yeah, that sounds like a thing. Thank you. Well, that's pretty cool. That was Azure State covering, no, State Azure. I always get his name wrong. Covering some Tangerine Dream. Yeah, it's Tangerine Dream around here lately a lot, isn't it? Isn't that fun? Yes, it is.
You are listening to Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I hope you've enjoyed our show so far. You never know what you're going to get listening to the Dubious Goals Committee and all their wacky projects, like listening to ultrasound with heterodyning audio amplifiers and wacky homemade equipment like that. Stuff like that. If you decide to build one and it's not too hard, you can also listen to ultrasonic cleaners for like jewelry and stuff. I don't have one, otherwise we would have listened to that. And you know, there's those ultrasonic like pest repellers. You plug them in and they're supposed to keep away roaches and mice and stuff. And what those do is they just make a really annoying noise up there where you can't hear it, but these little pests can, and it's wee 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 wee. It's like a siren, and it's pretty annoying. I don't know how effective it is. But I don't have one of those either. I used to work at a place that had one. I could test it there, but I'm a kind of all out of stuff to ultrasonic stuff in my house. I'll have to work on some other things for us to all listen to. Eventually, I'd like to build some kind of cross-modulator that would turn light into sound, and I've had this idea for a very long time, and I've worked on various things like solar-powered oscillators and like light-controlled oscillators and light-controlled light solar-powered light-controlled oscillator, you know, stupid stuff like this. And I never really came up with anything really good. And a couple years ago, like 2 years ago, I came across something on a line. I was looking for weird, like, synthesizer stuff and came across a guy who built stuff. And he also did some other wacky noodle kind of electronic things. And one thing he made was a light-to-sound kind of cross-modulator. Maybe I'll have to get one of those. They're kind of expensive, but I've always wanted one. Maybe this would be a good excuse. And then we could walk around and... It's like a light microphone, and you just point it at light, it turns magic light into sound. And I've got all kinds of wacky lights in my house, and so we can probably find some interesting things to listen to there. But first I gotta come up with the money to get one of those things. So tune in soon for an episode of Converting Light to Sound on the Dubious Goals Committee Show. Starring Tobe. And just as an aside here, if you've been paying any attention and you know today's code word, you can take this time to go ahead and email it to me. If not, that's not anything you need to worry about. I've always enjoyed listening to weird stuff, and one thing I've always wanted to get into is extremely low frequency radio and stuff like that. I've got a lot of recordings on CD and stuff of planets and pulsars and weird stars and all kinds of weird sounds in outer space. Of course, you can't really hear them. They're converted from radio frequencies. But I've never done it myself. I've never heard it live, if that makes any sense. And so I've always wanted to build a radio that could pick up some of this stuff. And I've gone so far as to find plans, and I know where to get all the parts and all this stuff, but I just haven't done it. It is a fairly in-depth kind of project. It's not a knock it out in an afternoon type of deal. It's one of those that takes a few days, and I'm a man of very little patience, and when I want electronic stuff, I want to make it, and I want it right now, because I'm not interested in making it. I want the end product, and so the faster I go, the more prone to stupid mistakes I am, and then the end product ends up not working, and so then you spend more time troubleshooting it and fixing it than if you would have just taken the time to do it in the first place. I'm a little better at that now than I was when I was younger, but still, it's an urge that I have to quell. And I want this extremely low frequency radio so I can listen to things like Aurora Borealis and the Dawn Chorus when the sun hits the atmosphere and starts to ionize the atmosphere. It makes all kinds of crazy sounds, and as that reacts with the poles, you know, you get crazy wacky sounds that are completely natural, but you would think were dreamed up in some kind of movie studio or a Foley studio or made on a synthesizer, and they're not. These are natural sounds that you too can hear if you have this little magic piece of equipment. And so that's why I need one, because I like little magic pieces of equipment. And I really want to hear this, and I hope I've piqued your interest enough to want to hear it too. We'll just need to wait until I procure some more funds, and then we'll have the extremely low frequency listening episode, and maybe we can listen to some rainbows. And I'll just stop right there. What other kind of wacky electronic things do we need to make? I'm looking around here and I've got all kinds of stuff laying around on my floor, but nothing that's very interesting. Just some oscillators, a frequency chopper, my ring modulator. Maybe we should ring modulate some stuff. I don't even know what I would do. We'd have to hook some stuff up. Maybe we'll do that in a future show. I wouldn't even know what to do. My hair thing is falling out of my hair, so I gotta adjust the thing and so my hair doesn't get in my face. Okay, and I'm back to normal, whatever normal is. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to me. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and this is our de facto meeting for today. For lack of a better term. One of the other important things we need to do is read some fortune cookie fortunes. So I'm just grabbing some at random here. A wise man will enlighten you soon. Didn't we get that one last week? I'm enlightening you now. Investigate new possibilities with friends. Now is the time. Why do I save these? Nobody knows. You will make many changes before settling down happily. Okay, that seems obvious, but you will always have good luck in your personal affairs. Well, I suppose. And I got more, but I think I'm done reading fortune cookie fortunes for today. You're welcome. But I can actually see a fortune cookie from here. There's a fortune cookie right over there on that shelf, and it's starting to eye me. Hey, don't get smart. You know, don't get me wrong. I'll kick a fortune cookie's ass. But I don't want to bore you with more fortune cookies and cookie crunching noises. And for some reason, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. I just had a memory. Did I ever tell you about the time I stepped on my girlfriend's barbed wire necklace? And I... That's pretty much the whole story right there. And the first question everybody asks is, was she wearing it? I'm like, no. Okay. She had, it's like a choker, right? And it's made out of barbed wire, and it's old. It's super rusty, right? Well, we were on the floor doing stuff, and she had taken it off and put it on the floor over to the side, and some time later when I had gotten up and took a few steps and wham! Rusty barbed wire barbs right into my foot. And that was painful and nice and rusty, and I hadn't had a tetanus shot in years, probably since I was a child, and had to go to the doctor. And the doctor said, yeah, so what happened? Oh, I stepped on some barbed wire. It's like, what, you're walking through a farm barefoot? Or no, I stepped on my girlfriend's barbed wire necklace. Was she wearing it at the time? Why does everybody ask that? How does that even follow? So I had to get a tetanus shot, and so that was cool. So that, you know, I'm limping around for a few days, and my foot's all bandaged up and all weird. What happened to your foot? I stepped on my girlfriend's barbed wire necklace. What was she wearing it at the time? Oh. No, and speaking of time, we are out of it, so gotta say my bye-byes. And you've been listening to Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman, president, and corrupt financial officer of the Dubious Goals Committee. I will see you tomorrow, same time, Anon Radio. Bye-bye.
accelerated aging of John Terry Example 2 Star Trek to deadly years. Roch Courtois would have saved that.
Boy, I sure am thirsty. Maybe I should make some tea and see if anybody else has anything to say about it.
Oh, what? What? I'm just making my tea. Well, what is it that you want? I'm not going to put you up on the counter. Kitties don't need to go up on the counter. Are you going to give me any more yangs? Are you going to mew? Mew. Is it because you're a baby? Why do you have such a fluffy face? Is it because you are a fluffy-faced baby? Why do you have such a fluffy butt? Is it because you are a fluffy butt, baby? Oh, you just want to sniff it? Oh, yeah. Does the microphone smell yummy? You're a baby. You gonna give me the yin-yang zibbers? You gonna give me the brutes? Okay. What's he want to do? You want to climb up here on the counter? Kitties don't know how to make the tea. I have to make tea. Do you know how to make it? Yeah, you gotta get some water and boil it. Well, it was nice talking to you. Okay, see you later.
And now, back to your regularly scheduled program.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.